we're not having any fun on kickoff returns. Either way, I mean, these kickers, you think when the weather gets a little cooler, but I mean, neither team can get kickoff returns, like, because you're not doing what you did in training camp.
Yeah, we like when we get touchbacks, but you know, when on our kickoff return, we're hoping to get some more opportunities, and we will, you know, down the road, just like you said, when the weather gets cold, the ball doesn't fly as far, so we'll get the ball in Quentin's hands and you know, hopefully get some more.
Did you guys react well to their reverse?
Yeah, I thought we did. I mean, Cyrus, I mean, he almost blew the whole thing up. He was a fraction just a little sooner, and I think he would have dismantled that whole thing. But I always tell him, you know, go to the returner first, and then we can run to the reverse, because, I mean, it takes a lot of guts to run that reverse, you know, throw, put that ball in the air, and the guy's actually going backwards at first. But we reacted well to it. You know, Abdullah really did a nice job of getting outside and really getting him out of bounds, and we really tackled him twice. He got him out of bounds, and then Dustin tackled him again.
I was going to say, did you talk to your one-legged punter about pushing him out of bounds instead of tackling him?
Well, he's a tough guy. He's the good thing is that you've seen him stick his head in there. I mean, he's not afraid, and you know, some kickers, you know, kind of shy away from that contact. He doesn't. So even though he was a little banged up, he still did it.
How close are you guys to where you want to be when it comes to punt protection?
We're getting better. You know, last week was a good test for us, because they really rushed us hard, you know, and obviously we're going to get rushes until we can get four or five games under our belt solid with our protection, that, you know, the teams will start going back to the return game. But, yet, you know, last game was really good, and that's good for Dustin to have, to see, too, you know, to see that the protection's there, and, you know, and he doesn't have to worry about that. He could just focus on the ball and get the ball out.
When a kicker does worry about that, is there a tendency to get timid maybe a little bit?
It rushes you. You might take your eye off the ball and, you know, on the drop, you know, and those things create bad punts. 2 weeks ago, I think that was one of the things that happened to us. But last week was a good week.
Nico Johnson got a season high in snaps on special teams this week.
Yeah.
What do you guys ask him to do?
He was, you know, he's been inactive. You know, he was active last week. So when we have him active, obviously that's where he's going to get his reps. You know, he's a backup linebacker. So, you know, he did a solid job. We're looking for him to take a step forward this week, get even better. You know, he didn't have a lot of production last week, but he did get a lot of reps. And, you know, usually between the first and second game, this happens for everybody. You get a lot better. And that's what we're hoping to see.
Jumping off sides worked in your favor, didn't it?
Well, actually, I mean, we really didn't want to jump. Well, it ended up, but we had a chance to get a block there. We had, you know, we brought Dex up. You guys saw the play. We brought him up. We put nine guys in the box, and we kind of had him there. And had we not jumped off sides, we probably would have blocked the field goal of the punt. But we jumped off sides, which was a negative play, and then they came back and they tried for the field goal. And, you know, we like to look at it like this. We forced a bad kick, so, you know, and Quentin put a lot of pressure on that one kick, and they pushed it to the left.
That's just led to help contribute to this field position battle you were in. I mean, you're starting at your 35, they're starting on their 21. I mean, that's
it helps.
As good as it gets.
Right now, we're happy with where we're at. You know, we're creating field position for offense and defense, and that's what special teams is all about.
Has philosophy changed a little bit in punting? I mean, you've got guys now that can really flip the field, like Cole Quitt, the players that are pretty strong legged. We heard all the time for years about not out kicking that coverage, but now you've got guys that can boom it. What's the optimum?
I think that's what's happening now. I mean, you're getting away, what you're seeing across the league, you're getting away from the short directional punters. Everybody's banging it. They're putting in fast gunners, you know, guys that can cover, get down there and chase the ball, and they're giving up a little bit on the return side, but they're kicking it so far that the net in the end of the day is still up above 40, and that's what you're looking for. So you know, our punter could do both. I mean, we're kind of fortunate, you know, if we need to take a returner out of the game, we can go directionally and kick it out of bounds, or, you know, kick away from him. He also can bomb it when we're backed up, so, you know, that's what makes Dustin so good.
When you're bombing it like that, I mean, isn't it important to make sure the guys who are down there to cover it are taking the right angles and the guys
catching
the ball?
You know, our guys have to know that we're bombing it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when we're going directionally, you'll see guys release, you know, to that side, and then we're expecting the kick to be there. We don't want to release directionally and if he's bombing the kick. So we all have to be on the same page, just like offense and defense.
Dave, what type of challenges are you going to face with Leckler?
A lot of challenges, because he's very good. I mean, he's a bomber, you know, just like we were talking about. He bombs the ball, and they like to get down there and, you know, and cover those long kicks. The good thing is the possibility that we might get the ball in our hand, you know, and if we can hold guys up with the line, we might be able to get Dexter to the edge. We didn't do a good job of that last week, getting Dexter to the edge, and we need to do a better job this week.
And with a returner like Martin, what is your coverage going to be?
He's very dangerous. He's, you know, he does both punt and kick return, and, you know, he's a very explosive player. He's got a great acceleration. We have to be disciplined. We have to stay in our net, which is means everybody stays in their lanes basically, and be real disciplined and rally to the ball because he doesn't go down. He's a tough guy too. He spins and he creates. You know, he gets a lot of yardage after the first hit. So we're going to have to be sharp this week.
Why are these punters bombing? I mean, it seems like they're punting farther than ever before. I mean, is it as simple as
because it's the legs are stronger? It's it's been effective. It's proven now that. You know, over a 50-yard kick is that's a normal thing. It's kind of like it's what the trend is now. You know, it's what everybody's doing, and it's effective. You know, the net and the gross punt are way above, you know, what it has been in the past. So, you know, it's been working for teams, so teams are going to keep doing it.
So, I mean, it's just the way it is now. I mean,
I think it's the gunners. I mean, it's the emphasis on, you know, I'm putting better speed out there at the gunner position. Those guys are able to get down there and make plays and better speed inside. They're covering kicks better, more attention to detail in the coverage units, you know, all those things, and then the punters are stronger.